fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue today to talk about Our Lady, the Blessed Mother, the first and perfect disciple, Pope Benedict XVI called her. And there's so much in this season of Advent and this week where we celebrated the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, that we can reflect on and draw from her example. I love the truth that's revealed in the Immaculate Conception, that Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the human race, the Catechism tells us, saved his own mother. Literally, the merits of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection of the cross are applied to the conception of Our Lady. It's a singular grace, is what the dogma on the Immaculate Conception says. A singular grace, privilege of Almighty God, and by virtue of the merits of Jesus Christ, not by her own merits. You see, Mary is a human being just like you and me, and she stood like you and me in need of salvation. And the grace of God to bring about salvation, God wants to apply to every human being differently than he applied it to Mary, because he applied it to Mary in that unique way, reminded because of the unique role that she has, the singular role to be the mother of God, to be a spouse to the Holy Spirit, which is a staggering mystery. It's an amazing reality, but it's just like God to do something like that, right? And working ultimately then through this simple woman. No power, no money, no fame. Pure, simple, kind, loving, gentle. These are the things that characterize her. She was really of no account. The world didn't even know her. She was from a backwoods little village, and all the powers that be didn't even know who she was. And she wasn't trying to thrust herself forward. Look at me. This is my moment. I need to be great. Everybody needs to see me. Everybody needs to honor me and all the rest of it. That's who draws God's attention. I find that so both inspiring and personally convicting. Contrast that with how the world works, friends. Every single day, what's put before us on websites and television, TV and cable TV and movies and sporting event, everything. Every day there's a constant march toward the whole culture, idolizing, pursuing people, you know, wanting to be just like others because I want to be famous, I want to be powerful, I want to be influential, blah, blah, blah. And then we measure our lives in relationship to whether or not we measure up. Am I famous? Am I powerful? Am I beautiful? Does everybody recognize it? Do I have the money, the power, the prestige, the influence? Is it all there? All that stuff is passing away. And what Mary shows us in God's choice of Our Lady is that something really fundamental is screwy in the world. That this world being fallen and fallen from glory is in the pursuit of idols. Every day, human beings that are created to be eternal creatures, sons and daughters of God forever, are given the gift of existence. Just like, for example, by way of analogy, if you're listening, maybe you appreciate something beautiful like a flower, like a rose, or beautiful trees in the fall, or whatever, nature, beautiful animals that God has created. And you can see, like in a rose, when it's in bloom, that it has a purpose. Everything in creation has a purpose. And that rose and all its radiant beauty is giving glory to its maker. The flower is blooming. The flower is radiating color. All that gets moved in us when we see it, it's a sign of the Creator. It points to, the beauty that's there points to God, who's great. And so that flower fulfills its purpose. Now, the vegetative souls, the plant's a living thing, but it's not a rational soul. It's not a spiritual being like us with rational powers. It can only do that. We're the only creatures on earth. We're literally the crown of creation. We're the only creatures on earth that can choose to cooperate with God so that we can give glory to Him in the way we were meant to give glory to Him. You too are created for a purpose. You are, St. Paul tells us, you were chosen and destined to live for the praise of the glory of God, destined and appointed to live for His praise. And in living, being everything He wants you to be, He wants us to be, we give Him glory. We are that thing, we are that people, I am that person that I was made to be. The battle is that there's something inside me that wants to be what I want to be, the way I want to be it, how I want to be it, when I want to be it. And my focus is on me, and my eyes are not lifted up to God the Father, longing, thirsting, hungering just to be everything that He wants me to be. That's my identity. That's the road to freedom. That's being everything I was meant to be. The world militates against that. Instead of being like Our Lady, who in the simplicity and beauty of her humility, of her pure heart, this is what God loves. She loved God. She loved her neighbor. She lived the simple, beautiful life that God called her to live. And she was free from that drive in the world that pushes forward and said, look at me. Look at me, everybody. Look how special I am. Look at how beautiful I am, how much power I have, or how much influence I have, or how much better I am than you are. And in a crazy way, in our culture, we watch the stuff day and night. Lots of people who watch it day and night go to bed feeling like, wow, I wish I could be somebody. I wish my life had some value. I wish I could be joyful and peaceful. I wish I could know deep down that my life had meaning and purpose. One of the reasons it's so difficult to lay hold of that and to actually live in it is because we live in a world of constant noise and uninterrupted commercial, you might say, uninterrupted entertainment that's defining humanity based on its pleasure, based on its fame, based on its honor, comfort, all of that, and saying, this is what's at. Come and get it. Look at all he's got. Look at all that she's got. Go get it. And we miss the point completely. God is drawn to what's lowly, what's humble, the heart that's open to Him. You see, you belong to Him. You're made for Him. And the question is, are you going to live like it or not? That's the battle that's going on in the human heart. I mean, how many people in the world are just like, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for God. I don't have time for being single-hearted in that way. There's too many other things I want. That's the battle. And here's Our Lady. Not my will, just like Jesus said, like her son would say in Gethsemane. Not my will, Lord, but yours be done. One of the things we need to see in Mary's life as well is that in the other dogma of Mary is her assumption that Mary was assumed into heaven, body and soul. We don't know if she actually died or if, say, she fell asleep. That could mean that she physically died. I mean, there's different opinions about that. But the bottom line is she was assumed into heaven. She was taken up by the Lord. And the Church teaches us that she was crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth, the new Eve, at her son's hand, right? And Jesus, what he's done is he's exalted the first disciple. And he's making a statement through Mary to the whole world and to all those who call themselves followers of Jesus. And he's saying, look at her. Behold your mother. Do you see how she lived? This is what's precious in the eyes of my Father. This is what's valuable. She had her heart set on the will of the Father. And that meant, in her case, obscurity. In her case, suffering, great suffering. Her heart was pierced, watching her son being stripped, whipped, beaten, and literally nailed to a cross. And watching his friends abandon him, watching him being mocked, she knew who he was. He really was the Lord. He really was the King. And they put a crown of thorns on him. And they spit it into his head so he would bleed. And they mocked him and spit on him. Oh, yeah, you're a king, all right. We've got the power. You're nothing. And we're going to show you that you're nothing. And again, they stripped and humiliated him and beat him. And she was there through it all. And she suffered. Friends, she didn't have an agent. She didn't have a huge house. She didn't have, you know, lots of TV time. She didn't have, you know, the recognition of all the people of power. She probably never went to one party that mattered in the eyes of the world. She was not a fashionista. All the things that somehow this crazy world we live in has got us convinced really matters. Above all things, of all other things, that the pursuit of this stuff is really where the action is, that this is really where it's at. It is a fundamental lie. It's a lie from hell. It's total deception. We're made for God. Happiness that we seek and all these other things can't be found. You're too big to find happiness in those things. You're an eternal creature. The only thing that will ever satisfy you is God himself. God isn't offering you a thing. He's not offering me a thing to possess that where moths and rust will corrode, right? And thieves break in and steal, Scripture says, and all that passes away. He's giving us himself. He's the gift. And he wants relationship and communion with him. But it doesn't come on the cheap, friends. It costs everything. He gave everything. And the only way to receive it is for us to give everything in return. Lord, be my prize. I'll sell the whole field for that pearl of great price. I'll sell all my kingdom and all my diamonds and glory and glitz and glamour, whatever it is that I have as idols that I cling to. I'll sell it all, throw it all down. You're the pearl. I want you, Lord. Help me, free me, so I can be all that you want me to be. God bless you, friends. Have a good day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.